When a child is born, it's fun to dream about what their future life will be like, and you often imagine only the best. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels about gifted children whose lives take decidedly odd turns along the road to adulthood. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I was absolutely blown away by The Sunflower Boys, a debut novel from Sam Wachman, a gorgeously immersive story of childhood cut short by war. As it opens, a Ukrainian boy named Artem draws the first picture in the sketchbook his father has sent him from the United States for his 12th birthday, titled My Brother Yuri Swimming in the River Desna. It will be followed by other images of a sweet childhood in the small Ukrainian town of Chernihiv, the first day of school, riding bikes and taking dares, watching horror movies at a sleepover, visiting their grandfather's farm in the countryside, where the boys tried to earn money for a Nintendo Switch by collecting sunflower seeds. For a while, Artem's most troubling problem is wondering whether his neighbor and best friend Victor shares his more-than-friendly feelings. Sometimes, it seems he might. But on February 24th, 2022, the boy's world is shattered by the arrival of Russian soldiers. And before long, Artem and Yuri are on their own, fighting to survive in the devastated hellscape that used to be their home. About as amazing and impressive as you can possibly imagine, this 25-year-old kid from Massachusetts has evoked the details of life in Ukraine and the spirit of the Ukrainian people with utterly convincing clarity, and his description of the specific brutality of war will bring you to tears. The key to this achievement is the crystal-clear voice of Artem, a big brother lingering at the edge of adulthood, worshiping his mama and grandpa, bitterly missing his dad, learning his country's history, riding the roller coaster of his crush, then pitched abruptly into a jagged world of violence, grief, shame, responsibility, and hate. As the Kirkus reviewer said, with its luminous depiction of all that has been lost and what remains at risk, there's no better book to read right now. My other favorite novel this fall is Life, Death, and Giants by Ron Rindo, which is about a huge child with colossal gifts born in an Amish community in Wisconsin. Its title comes from an Emily Dickinson poem. At the center of the tale is a well-worn book of Dickinson's work. Passed from an Amish mother to her daughter, Hannah Fisher, it represents a secret rebellion against the strictures of their faith. As the book opens, Hannah's grandson Jasper is bringing his mother, Rachel, to the local veterinarian, Thomas Kennedy. She is in the throes of a lethal labor and dies shortly after delivering an 18-pound infant, Gabriel. The father of both boys is unknown, and Rachel has long been excommunicated for keeping her silence. Thomas Kennedy and Hannah Fisher are among a group of four residents of rural Lakota, Wisconsin, who pass the narrative torch in this gorgeously constructed and written novel. The other two are Billy Watson, the proprietor of the local bar and sponsor of the T-ball team, where Gabriel will begin his protean sports career, and Trey Bethard, a disgraced college football coach who takes over the local high school program and becomes one of Gabriel's mentors. Gabriel himself is a mythic creation. Suckled on goat milk, he has a profound bond with animals, and his legend grows as quickly as he does, reaching a size of almost 9 feet and 600 pounds. Rindo's writing about animals and nature, about Amish faith, about art and sports, including pro wrestling, is as good as anything we've read. Don't miss either of these books.
The books are The Sunflower Boys by Sam Wachman and Life, Death, and Giants by Ron Rindo. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.